Yes, Mr. President.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
I read the memorandum. It's fine, except that rather than 13 months ago, it was 20 months ago that we started this initiative with regard to the Chinese.
Was it? That somebody indicated to me March of 1970. Could
March of 70, there could have been an announcement, but it was 20 months ago that we started the private...
I see the discussion started.
That's right. See, I talked to the Indian ambassador and Mrs. Gandhi, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's on my world trip at that time.
All right, fine. Started.
But you could say 20 months ago, then we made an announcement 13 months ago.
All right, fine.
And that all of that is correct. The main thing is, however... If I could just be sure we got the tone. The Chinese thing is going just the way we want it. We do not want to have... I don't want you to appear, or I don't want us to appear, to be exploiting it.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Sure.
And so you can simply say, now look here, you can... When you tell them this, you tell them this is for your background only.
Mm-hmm.
Be very tough with them. This is not for use. And say... However, you should know that this is the way it began. This is the way we feel. But I don't want them to have a story next week saying this is all a plot by which the president, you know, started this many months ago, did this and that and the other thing, and now it all comes to fruition. Because then that may overplay to the Chinese. We'll be a little bit too anxious to them, and they might knock that one out. And second, it may hurt what we're trying to do with the Soviet right now. You see, what really is going to count with the Soviet, Pete, is the fact. I mean, that
mm-hmm.
ping-pong team is worrying them right up the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let the fact break. I'm just giving you this as a little kind of backroom stuff that an editorial board loves to hear.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Right.
You can say, now this is for your information. Now, you can say, I would urge that you watch this in the future and that sort of thing.
Right.
See what I mean? But your whole general trust is right on target.
All right. And you don't mind if they talk about the initiative, I take it, and
No. Oh, well, you can say that the president took this initiative.
Right.
I think that is public knowledge.
Right. All right.
That I took the initiative.
Right.
And that it was my decision, and that it was
right.
It was one in which there was, I think you can honestly say, that there was some opposition in the Foreign Service, some of the criminologists, because of their concern about the Russians. I think
now, is that for background, too?
That can be something they can use.
All right, fine.
Just a minute. Let me just see. Let me check to see you. The difficulty with that, I would tell them that on a complete deep background, which means they can't use it for this reason.
Mm-hmm.
It'll look like we're just trying to pick a fight with state.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're trying to keep state in it. I think you can simply tell them that, why don't you put it in a more fuzzed up way? Say there was argument. Tell them that everybody's on salvo right now. But at that time, when I initiated this, there was argument because some of the criminologists in the Foreign Service were deeply concerned about
right.
the fact, is this going to have some problems in our Soviet relations?
Right.
And then you go on to say, look, this has nothing to do with it. The president has always said this has nothing to do with trying to make the Soviet mad or the Chinese mad.
Right.
Our purpose is to get along with both. We want to be, the line that I took in Romania and Yugoslavia and Romania, that you can be our friend without being anybody else's enemy.
All right.
That's the line.
Now, the part that you want strictly on background is the precise dates of all this. Is there? Do I have you right on
precise
that?
Dates? Don't worry me. The 13 months ago and 20 months ago. No, those are...
All right.
Yeah. 20 months ago, the overtures were begun, and some of that is already public knowledge. For example, the meeting that the Ambassador Stessel had with
right.
the Chinese ambassador.
Now, which of those four points, then, do you want... strictly on background.
What I want strictly on background is mainly the idea of the fight. I mean, of the
State Department.
The State Department.
Okay.
I want that strictly on background, except that I want to lay to rest the idea. What I'm really trying to get at is you that get as I told you yesterday. They have tried. Some have tried to create the impression. Some in the press that this is an initiative from the people in state. That I have reluctantly gone along. It's just the opposite, see?
Okay.
So I'm just trying to give you the background
right.
so that you'll say, now look, boys, we don't try to pick a fight with anybody. There's always disagreement about things, but this is something that's a presidential, has been a presidential initiative from the beginning.
Right.
I think that's what you can say.
All right. Now, Mr. President, on point A in my memorandum, the peaceful competition thing,
yeah.
Am I right that that is okay for them to talk about?
Absolutely. And also the bread and butter and guns and bar deal, that's correct.
Right.
And the idea, incidentally, of I marked two for future, and this is not for them, of getting the speech team to work on this is an excellent idea.
Yeah.
This is something we're ready to, when you get back, do some thinking on it, and we'll get some real good stuff. But your outline is excellent. I think you've got the thing right on target.
All right, fine.
Good luck.
Thank you.
And then stay out of the, and as I say, you as you know, life has been very critical of us on the military side. The main thing there is to exude complete confidence. Say, look, we know you disagree with this and that, but this president is ending this war, period.
Mm-hmm.
And you can argue about the means, but in the end, that's a moot question. Now, let's go on to the other subjects.
Right.
But don't let them drive you into it. Don't say a word about that except confidence that we're doing the right thing.
Wonderful.
All right,
sir.
Bye.